Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
I want to talk about accountability. It's absolutely taught at home. It's not taught at school. It's sort of expected at school. It's the outcome of accountability shows up at school, but it is taught at home. So when you moan about homework as a parent and you allow your child to moan about homework and worse, you don't ask them to get it done and they don't get it done, what they learn is they don't need to do what they're being asked to do. And it's not a rejection of authority when you do that. It's a dismissing of opportunities to develop yourself and take accountability and responsibility for what is your responsibility. Learning is the responsibility of children. It's what they need to be doing. They need to be learning their schoolwork. They need to be learning to be on teams. They need to be learning sport and cultural activities. They need to be learning to listen and write exams. That's what the whole school experience is about. And when we take that away from them, we rob them of the opportunities to develop that muscle, that accountability and responsibility muscle, which becomes a character trait, which becomes a value system. And when you don't place it into your child from a parenting point of view, from a home point of view, when they're young, it's very hard for kids to place it in themselves later on. It's doable, absolutely doable, especially when the child sort of moves against what the family is doing. But you don't want that. You don't want children to be growing up in spite of you or moving away from your value system. You want to be giving a value system to your child that makes life easier for them, not harder. And accountability and responsibility actually makes life easier for them because they become leaders, leaders of their own lives. They pay their taxes and don't have issues with the tax man. They pay their bills and don't run into debt or have bad credit record. They have positive relationships because they take responsibility for their role in the relationship. They have genuinely more productive, more forward-moving lives when they understand that accountability and responsibility are part of growing up and being human. And it starts with how you talk about their responsibilities when they're really young. You know, take your plate from the dinner table to the sink. It's your responsibility. I'd like you to do it. It's my responsibility to cook you dinner. I'm going to do that. And I love it because I love you. And it's important for me to do what I'm supposed to do. And in that way, you raise children with depth of character. And it is my experience, especially with children with special needs and remedial needs, their character is the thing that carries them through when it gets really tough. And character comes from this ongoing lesson, this ongoing life exposure to being responsible for what they are responsible for and being held accountable to that in a kind and loving way, in a forward-thinking, generous way, but still accountable.